welcome to the Next 100 Days podcast. My name is Graham Arrowsmith.
And my name's Kevin Huckleby. So today, Graham, we've got a returning guest and an authority on copywriting. So who better to talk with about AI and copywriting than our friend Martin Booth?
Martin, it's fantastic to have you back. Welcome back to the Next 100 Days podcast.
Graham, thank you very much, Kevin. Lovely to see you again. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be back here for a third visit, but it's been about 4 years since the last one.
Well, we've been going for so long. I actually forgot the fact that it was as long as that ago. And oddly enough, I was talking to another guest who was guest number 7. And she can now check. I was talking to her about a piece of business. And it's only 10 years. So it's about time she pulled a finger out, really. I mean, 10 years before you give us a piece of business. Anyway, but we'll put her in her place. And back to you, Martin. The advent of AI with copywriting, it must be a nightmare.
That's a very good way of putting it. You can almost set your clock by it. About the start of 2024, whenever I went networking, and I'd say, I'm a copywriter. And people started asking the question, what do you think about AI? What do you think about ChatGPT? And for a long time, I wouldn't say I was in denial. I'm not an old man shouting at clouds and I'm not a Luddite. You know, it's here. We all use AI all the time in our day-to-day lives and our business lives. So I wasn't, you know, being unrealistic about it. But as I said to a lot of people, look, no one rings me up and says, oh, I was going to use you, but I decided to use ChatGPT instead. The way it started manifesting itself is, as you can imagine, I have a lot of web design agencies I've worked for over the years, and they just stopped calling. And I rang a few of them and said, I'm just still here, still available, still want to work with you. And they one of the guys put it in a nutshell. He said, mate, we've got you on speed dial. If anyone asks for a copy, you're the person we're going to ring. It's just that people come to us, we'll design the website for them, and they'll say, I'll do the copy myself. So over the last, especially the last year or so, that it really has become pronounced. And it's not just me. It's not just me in terms of copywriting, and it's not just copywriters. Everyone across the creative space, if we're talking about video, branding, and all visuals as well, people are being impacted by the ability of ChatGPT and other platforms to deliver something that'll get you by.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sure we've all used it for copy. And my personal favourite, apart from Mechlab's AI, which I represent, is Claude. And Claude seems to have a friendliness about it, I think. I asked it, I wanted to write an article about the problems that chatbots that put a barrier right at the beginning where they say, give me your name and your email, and then we might deign to actually help you. You've seen them. They're on websites. And so there's a gateway. I had a problem with this because basically I felt that to ask for that information meant that if I get through it, and I knew that affluent individuals, my audience, if they get through it, they're more likely not to share as much information. So basically, all the conversation that you might have with that chatbot just won't be there. And the information, they won't ask, shall we say, daft lad questions, because they don't want their name associated with that type of question. Whereas a gateway that's kind of open, you can start that conversation, you're more likely to get the right kinds of conversations from people. They're more likely to give you more information. And at the end of it, you're more likely to have a better understanding of your client. So I kind of got Claude to write to a brief that I gave it, and it was pretty good. It looked at sources and so forth. Now, if I was to, with due respect, if I was to give you that, it might take you a little while to get that done, get all the right sources and all the rest of that, and would it be any better? And that's what people are saying. So the trick of today is to figure out, yeah, but where is the smart Martin going to move to, given that that is the context? Well, I'm not denying that this is a really, really powerful way of getting copy from a whatever it is, 20 quid a month service. But how does a good copywriter like you, with years of experience, adapt and reshape what's out there? And that's, I think, going to be the subject of today. I don't know, Kevin, have I missed something? Have I missed a beat?
I think that is right, Graham, because, you know, I have, likewise, I've produced copy for articles and so on, straight out of chat or other AI engines, and it has been pretty darn good, and in some ways, better than I could have written myself. But there's still aspects of it that I think you can tell it hasn't been written by the human. But, you know, what do you want? You want copy, you want it quick, you want it cheap, therefore you go down that route.
There you go. You've just said it in a nutshell. I want copy, I want it quick, I want it cheap. I mean, I think my rates are reasonable. As a former journalist, I think I'm pretty quick. I'm not going to do it for you in 20 seconds for 20 quid. So that's, as Graham says, that is the challenge. That's the challenge for people in my position. And if I can go back a few years, the word of our time during lockdown was pivot. So many people said the word, we're having to pivot. So I'm pivoting like crazy, because I've sat down with other copywriters, people I know, like, and trust, and we've said, right, where is it? Where is that marketplace? Because we reckon about 80% of copy that gets written is being swallowed up by, exactly. I mean, Kevin, you put it in a nutshell. You know, I got it out of an engine. It was okay. It was better than I could have done. With respect, I personally might have done it better. But for your purposes, and for the purposes of many people who are using ChatGPT, Claude, etc., like the phrase I always say is, you can get by with AI.
I think you've got an opportunity, and this is where I think it is. One of the products we're promoting at the moment is answer engine optimization. And one of the things about answer engine optimization, it's the way in which you're going to transform all those websites that those developers have developed over the last few years, based on, say, an SEO sort of mindset. Well, that up to a point is still relevant, but it's not going to be as relevant as answer engine optimization over the next 2 years. I think what's going to happen, and what should happen, is that businesses should be starting to think about the way in which you as a copywriter, or shall we say an AEO copywriter, help businesses go through their websites to create copy that's AEO relevant. Mm-hmm. Now, just to give you an idea, and what is answer engine optimization? What does it mean? Well, it means that you, your site and the copy on your site, when it's scraped by LLMs, large language models like Claude and ChatGPT, they're looking for almost like the answer to the question. You don't bury the lead, the answer to the question right up front, and then you follow it through with a few other sort of supporting sentences and so forth, maybe bullet points, but there are certain ways of actually delivering that information. Now, I think, Martin, you might not want to do this, but the point is, this is, you could argue, the biggest single copy requirement over the next 2 years. So why wouldn't you jump on it? Because at the end of the day, all these websites require copy to be changed. Now, can they do it on ChatGPT? It's not easy. You could argue that it's going to be very difficult for them just to do that. And I think it needs an intelligent human in the loop to be able to get their answers and preferred answers sorted out on their website. So I think there's a big, big opportunity, not just with one or two websites, but with every website. Because if you don't want to get found, well, you're not going to be in business. And if you are found, you'll be found because of the copy within the website itself, within that is AEO responsive. And there are certain rules that you must follow to get cited based on the copy that's in your site. And for me, Martin, that is something you could master very quickly and become the expert on.
I'm listening. I'm writing it down. AEO. I'm gladly. I've just said I'm happy to pivot. I'll go where I think the work is. Anywhere that's, you know, good copy, or, you know, copy that stands out from the rest is going to have a value. I mean, what I was going to say a minute ago is that the area I'm trying to move into is thought leadership, because thought leadership is working with business leaders, people who will appreciate the value of having a voice that sounds like them, that doesn't sound like everybody else, that has authenticity and impact and eloquence. So that's one sort of niche. That,
well, if you said to yourself, Martin, will that fill my coffers? Or will that be, is that a nice to have because you think that's going to happen? And that might be, say, let's just say 20% of your, you know, revenue requirements. The copywriters who can pivot into AEO, I can promise you, AEO is part technical. We have an AEO service that effectively you can, for the price of a prawn cocktail, 25 quid, you can get an idea of how your site is set up now. And then you build looking at the copy. And there are certain kind of rules is the wrong word, but basically the way in which you structure your site, not just for, you have to almost address it from the point of view of lots of different avatars that they want to appeal to, and your skill will be figuring out what their approach is for each individual avatar. So in Kevin might be an avatar, let's just say he's a chief financial officer, but he's not just a chief financial officer, he's a chief financial officer for a membership site. And so basically, he's different from a chief financial officer for a manufacturer, and different again from a chief financial officer for, you know, within the government or whatever. But the probably bad examples. But the point is, what I'm trying to get at is that specificity sells, but more to the point, easy for me to say, being specific helps you get cited in the new era of answer engine optimization. And answer engine optimization, if it needs anything, it needs copy. Now, can it be done on, you'd think the AEOs, the LLMs will be able to write the kind of copy that they would want to cite? No. Now it's a bit cleverer than that. And that's where the human comes in.
I'm hearing what you're saying there, Graham. I'm hearing what Martin's saying about thought leadership. Now, isn't the thing here that in some respects you need to be putting the thought leadership piece in to the website in order for it to stand out a little bit more in answer engine optimization and therefore be cited? Okay? So that you're giving not the standard ChatGPT result, which, let's face it, is not going to be anything unique, is not going to be any new thinking, because by the definition of the way the large language model works, it's been scraped from somewhere else.
I want to say yes, and I want to say no. When somebody searches, now, when somebody wants an answer, if you notice the LLMs, they don't just give you one answer, they give you other answers as well, or associated answers. The phrase that people use about it is called query fan-out. So basically, the first question is the one that you want to answer first. But then there's usually a couple, two or three other questions that they answer as well that comes up as part of the general answer. And I think you have to be able to create content on web pages that delivers those answers. If you want to leave it to the IT geniuses that built the site and can do pretty pictures, good luck. Because frankly, they're not trained for that. There'll be some people who can turn their hand to it. But the truth is, it's a copywriter's gold rush. And, you know, I've got to say, if you can sort of delve into that and figure out how to write an answer to the first question, you're going to answer the question that they're asking for. And the LLMs think, oh, he's best placed to answer that. Oh, he's also answering the other questions as well, the other questions that come along. The way to do that is with frequently asked questions. The way to do that is with glossaries. So basically, and yeah, I'm not going to deny thought leadership things, but it's got to be that that might just be a general thing when people are going through the website, but that thought leadership's got to be the answer to the question that they're asking. If it is,
perfect. Yes.
And if it isn't, it's going to be a 20% to your 80% that'll be AU. So all I'm trying to say, Matt, and forgive me if I'm being a bit sort of prescriptive, but I do think there is a massive opportunity for copywriters to become de facto the people who deliver the next genre of website performance. Because if you're not going to get cited, if you're not going to get picked by LLMs, when people are using it to say, what's the best, who's the best copywriter in Richmond? Now, I don't know how many people there are, Martin, but if you're not cited because Labu Media doesn't come up and because Labu Media doesn't answer the specific questions, because it might be, who's the best copywriter for care homes or whatever it is? And imagine your answer comes up because, well, I'm the best copywriter for, you know, whatever it is. You've given a clear answer as to why you are, and then you've thought about the other questions, and there are ways of finding out what they might be. You can then write to that as a brief. You're a journalist. That is second nature. It's not second nature to an IT developer.
Yeah. That's great. That's food for thought, and I thank you for it. And something you said in the middle of there, you talk about when you go search. Now, traditionally, the last 20 years or so, search equals Google.
Yeah.
And of course, now it doesn't. Search now equals, people are searching more and more on Claude, ChatGPT, using AI for their search and not Google. So from what you're saying, if you're sort of short-circuiting the process by, you know, find and sort of trying to head them off at the pass and be the first person to answer the question, to answer it right, to answer the follow-up questions.
Yes.
And I love writing FAQs. I think FAQs are just such a great thing to have on any website because, that's what people come to you with questions.
I think the thing is, you can prove your worth as well. If you think about, well, okay, I can do it. I'll try it. And I would advise you to try it and try it quick. And then try and get the evidence of your own skill. So imagine that you've virtually completely rewritten web pages on the basis of AEO. Why do they need it? Well, because somebody said a couple of months ago, I said in 2028, we're recording this in 2026, in 2 years, ChatGPT will provide more answers than Google. Now, to be honest with you, Google's, it's kind of going down a little bit. Chat's going massively up. But, you know, they're different beasts. Google is still the number one. But the reality is that effectively chat will overtake them when it comes to answers. Now, you might think it's already done that. No, Google still provide a lot of, but they that one of the problems with Google at the moment is not giving you a click to your website. It's giving you the answer overviews, and it's not necessarily getting you a click from Google to your website, which is what you really want. You want people to get onto your website and buy stuff. If you get cited, you could argue that you're not necessarily going to get a click, but they are a more convinced click when they come.
Yes.
And that's key for your clients. So for me, and what I mean is that you, by the do it now, is that you'll be able to track how good you are. So your skill becomes another copywriting, what's the right word? It's another genre of copywriting that you master. Kevin, are you smiling at me or are you just laughing at my?
No, I think there's a lot in what you're saying, Graham. When I'm not quite sure that ChatGPT is going to take over from Google. I get the principle that AI will take over from web search, but I think Google will still have a very big piece in the game because they've got their own AI in Gemini, and Gemini is already featuring in new Google searches.
Yeah.
You know, I've actually found for a couple of things lately, I was trying to actually install something on my MacBook, and I just gave up on the AI answer on how to do it and actually went back to Google and back to YouTube videos that actually spelled out how to do it properly. Because the AI was still hallucinating. So there's a lot to be done in here about being able to put those right answers on your website and being able to be cited properly. So is
I
it?
did. I was wondering who was going to use the word hallucinations. I thought it was going to be me. So it's great that you said it, Kevin.
No, but don't overthink hallucinations, because to be honest with you, they do exist. But the end of the day, part of the reason I guess they're existing in this context is that we haven't done our work yet on AI. We haven't actually put the effort in to answer the kinds of questions that people have about our services. Because if somebody wanted to, and they do find me, because my business, as much as anything else, is about providing high net worth individuals, investors, whatever, and effectively, which company provides UK high net worth data? Well, guess who comes up? And usually comes up first, ahead of some big companies. Well ahead of some big companies. But the point is that why? Because for 10 years or more, I've built up, copy and, regular kind of answers to that type of thing, and they find me. Now, I could do a lot more, and I am doing more because I realize that I have to put the effort into that. But what I'm trying to get at is that I would, if I could afford for you to do it for me, I'd just come along and say, right, do it. But I'm having to do it myself, not least because I'm trying to sell AEO to others as well. So I want to be able to show them what they need to do next. But for you, there are resources out there. There are places you can go and find about it. And honestly, Martin, I think it's the biggest opportunity that you have. I really do. I wouldn't say that otherwise. And I don't know about you, Kevin.
Yeah, and Martin, I was going to ask you about something else because I've been, I wouldn't say exactly bombarded by emails from various marketing experts, but one of the things that I keep picking up is that Google have changed the algorithm yet again, and lots of people who were ranking a few months ago have lost significantly in how they're ranking. I don't know. Have you seen any of that and need to do anything very different?
No, I haven't, to be honest. Number one, because I tend not to use my website as an acquisition tool, so I'm not, constantly looking to be in the top three. I will say I went on ChatGPT yesterday and said, "Who's the best copywriter in New Malden?" and it said me. So I'm very well disposed towards ChatGPT right now. But changing an algorithm,
The best copywriter, 33 Acacia Avenue, New Malden. All right, so that's not fair, Martin. I mean, but
Nice
yeah.
try. But no, I didn't know about the Google algorithm. I know LinkedIn changes its algorithm a lot and has done a big change in recent months. And I went to a session last week all about that because I spend a lot of time on LinkedIn. But I couldn't tell you about Google.
Well, let me give you some facts here which might help. First of all, LLMs do not read your website like Google does. The SEO side of things, they don't. They do it in a different way. They're looking for, this is where copywriter comes in. Copywriter comes in. Clear structure. Now, part of that is copy. Part of that is creating the right structure, H1s, H2s. On my website, Martin, the one of the things that we found when we ran my test, if you like, my audit, is it I had more than one or two. I had more than one H1s on a single page. That's a no-no. Now, maybe I should have known that, didn't. But basically, so that's that strong authority signal. So back to your point, kind of about the way in which you're talking about thought leadership, etc. But as long as it's answering a question and you're leading the conversation, we call it semantic clarity. But you probably know what semantic means more than me. But no, truth is, it is about clarity. I think the word there is clarity. And all of that kind of makes it easy for your expertise to be verified, if you like, by the LLMs, and they will verify and they will look at it. And the problem is 89% of B2B brands, it says, are invisible in AI search, even when they dominate Google. So if you're on one horse and you're not on the other, eventually you're going to win in less and less and less races until such time as you realize, I wish I'd have taken notice of that next 100 days podcast episode. But I genuinely think that there is a real opportunity for a copywriter to get a hold of that copy bit. So it's not just done by LLMs, because I think people will make mistakes with that. And if you've got the right structure in mind, and the, like you said, I know about FAQs. Glossaries is a really good one. But people just don't have them on websites. But what you're doing there is you're moving away the people who are the designers, who claim to be copywriters, who go on to chat and try and do that. I would back your answers against theirs, as long as you understand the rules.
Well, so would I, and I'm going to spend time this weekend, next week, learning the rules. Good. And honestly, I appreciate the steer. I appreciate the advice, because one thing you cannot do in the position that I'm in, the position that any creative is in at the moment, is just to stand still with fingers crossed, hoping that the wind's going to change. I've got to tell you, so many people in the last 6 months have said the same thing to me, and these are not wordsmiths, they're not creators. There's people across the business landscape who have said the same thing to me, and that the thing is, the bubble's going to burst. When it comes to creative with AI, the bubble's going to burst. Everyone's going to realize it doesn't work, and they're going to come flocking back to copywriters. And I've said, well, I really hope you're right, but I'm not going to hang my whole future on that and go and sit in the garden. Because
no, I think you're right. No, I don't think they're right. I don't think it will burst. I think it will evolve. I don't think there's going to be a burst as such. There's no dam bursting. I think what will happen is over time, it'll get more sophisticated. You're probably as aware as I am of Dan Kennedy. Okay. And Kennedy's style of writing. You might go back in time and have a look at John Caples. You might go back in time and look at some of the great writers. I mean, on my bookshelf here, you've got Eugene Schwartz, and Schwartz was probably one of the best copywriters that the world's ever seen. So you've got copy experts that can be, shall we say, adapted to the messaging. So with the right kind of tools, that you know, and I know that I talk about him all the time, Kevin. But Flint McLaughlin. Flint told me last week that he'd actually developed a Dan Kennedy trained copywriting model. Now, how many people would know about, you know, in the great unwashed, how many would know about Dan Kennedy? Not many. The probably the in crowd, maybe on some of the copywriting side, direct response marketer, etc., that kind of thing. But direct response marketing for the small to medium enterprise business, or the business to business enterprise business, you should be all over it, because he sets himself apart from the crowd. And what one of the things, if you're using chat as your source of copy, you've got the same thing as everybody else. I was going to say a different word, but it's crap. It's everything else, because the internet's full of crap. Yeah. If you're using that as your copy source, then all I'm saying is that if you're able to, shall we say, I could see a situation where in your business, you could go through the top, and there might be Martin Booth, there might be top 20, let's say, due respect. But you might have got 19 others who you have so much respect for. And you could say, well, this Kennedy's more kind of aggressive, direct response. You know, Eugene Schwartz has this particular part to the way in which he's coming across. Caples is a different one. Lots of, you know, there's all kinds of copywriters. But the guy who puts those things together so you can actually use a particular tool for a particular answer or the particular way in which a website is going to be put together, you can write your own ticket. And I think that's, and don't get me wrong, you're still using the abilities of large language models, but you're using it in a really intelligent way, and then you're applying it.
Yeah, well, that's that. You've said it. It's about evolution. Mm. And the idea that ChatGPT is just going to stay exactly where it is and produce, I believe the word is slop. That's the accepted term we can.
Oh, is it?
It's four letters. It starts with S, but it's slop.
Yeah.
But that's going to evolve. And as you say, if you've got engines and you've got people like your man you just referred to, who can get something to write in a particular stellar writer's style, that's the obvious next step, and I'll go and become a farmer, you know.
Well, yeah. Well, the other alternative is to say, right, I'm pivoting out completely of copy, but why? You're not done yet. You're nowhere near done. Yes, that maybe the work you were doing last year or 2 years ago or 3 years ago, yeah, some of that's going to go. But actually, who wants it anyway? What they don't know at the moment is what you are going to provide to them. Not many people know about AEO, but boy, it needs to be known, because if they don't, they're not going to get found.
I was going to say, can you hold off publishing this podcast for about 2 months so I can go and get all over it?
No, it'll be naturally more than 2 months. We always publish. No. It's going to be a few weeks. But the thing about it is, Martin, and look, even if everybody in the world heard about it, there's only going to be so many adopters. So the reality is, what I think, there's an opportunity to talk to everybody. But do your research first. Do your figuring out first and figure out how to put those things together. And maybe, you know, separately we can talk. But at the end of the day, one of the things that I would suggest that you do is become a real expert.
Yeah. The reality, though, is that, of course, dear listener, you are listening to this several weeks after we recorded this podcast. And Martin has been doing his homework, and he is now the go-to copywriter for Answer Engine Optimization. So give Martin a call.
Yeah, and that's a really smart. Yeah, Kevin is such a bullshitter, isn't he? Let's face it. But seriously, I do think you have an opportunity, and I think the thing is with AEO that there is a sort of a technical side to it as well, which, you know, you can find out about, but you don't necessarily have to do that. But you could build that in as a business model. You could. That's not a problem. But
I think the thought leadership side is very much worth pursuing as well, Graham, because, you know, how have people, individuals, been standing out up to now? You know, there was this thing that you had your own website, you had lots of copy. Then the thing became you wrote your own book. Then it was you wrote your several books. Now, who's actually reading books these days? Now, I think there really is something in that key person of influence space, the thought leadership space, to say, well, hang on a minute, how do I come over as the thought leader on something in particular? Now, if you think about the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that have written books over the last few years, those people all now need to find how to become a thought leader in a different way. And it goes back to answer engine optimization as well, Graham. I started thinking through this when I realized what you were doing around with the tool. I started putting this through my own website and thinking, is there anything here that actually makes me stand out to AI as the go-to person for this set of stuff? And I found that it didn't score particularly well at all. And I did play about with it at the time, and I improved it considerably, but not to the extent of going and rewriting all the copy to make sure it stood out in the right way, which is the definite.
Oh, that's the next stage. I mean, what our service does is basically get you. It's a bit like anything. If you don't know where you're going, find out where you are now, and then that's at least one of the anchor points. So, I mean, as we're recording this on a Friday, Martin's going to Stamford Bridge tomorrow. Now, if it was the first time he'd ever been, and he was going from, I don't know, somewhere in Essex or something, not where he actually lives. He'd probably have to figure out where the heck he was and how to get there. Now, you know, Stamford Bridge for Martin, sadly, is a bit of a... that's the goal, isn't it? He likes the idea of Stamford Bridge. I mean, as a Leeds fan, I just wish the place had burned to the ground. But the end of the day...
This is it. If I AI was any good and Martin actually typed in, how do I get to Stamford Bridge, it just come back and say... And why exactly do you want to go there, Martin? There are much better things to do with your Saturday.
The Leeds United AI would be now. Nah, well, what? First of all, you go to Tottenham High Road, I think what I was getting at is that you have to find out where you are, as Kevin did, right, and I did, and my score was low. Everybody's score is usually low because nobody's done this before. So we got a new set of rules for us to be able to. We figured out why LLMs cite you. So now what we're doing is we're doing an analysis of either a page or several pages, and basically then we can help restructure. That's the techie bit. But then what happens is it's the copy bit that lasts forever. Somebody asked me on a podcast today, what's the one thing that you would advise senior business people to do between now and the end of the year? What's the one win? I didn't say, I don't know, buy high quality data or anything like that. My answer was AEO. You don't have to buy it from me. There are other places you can get it from, but buy it from me because we know what we're doing. So basically the whole idea of that is that It's a never really ending process, and it needs people to be able to support that copy.
So wait a second, I've got a question to both of you here, because Martin, there's a potential you could help people with AEO by putting a lot better copy on their site that's more optimized. Graham, you've got a tool that will tell people that their site is pretty crap as far as AEO goes. But the issue that I see right now is that 90% of folk don't realize they have an issue. They don't realize they have a problem here. Therefore, how do you actually start talking to that whole world of potential customers and getting them into a position that they realize this is something they've got to buy?
I think that's a really good question, because it would be my question to Graham is I come along and say, right, we're going to rewrite your website as AEO. They're going to say, wait a minute, what about my SEO? Because they spent the last 10 years convincing themselves that SEO was where it's at.
And now there's an overlap, Martin. So there is a bit of an overlap.
It's not throwing one out.
You're definitely not throwing out the SEO with it's just that SEO alone won't cut it. So it's a different methodology, and because it's aimed at getting that website seen by LLMs, and you know, you can put as much effort as you like into SEO, it's not going to get it seen by. Well,
isn't there a case here that says you put a search into Google? Google will, right at the top of its answer page now, give an answer from Gemini, tell you what AI says. And then the stuff that it's quoting below that must therefore, from an SEO point of view, be backing up the AI answer. No, you're not going to show a whole load of search results coming back that are different to the answer that AI's given you, are you? Think about it. So my argument is actually the way the SEO algorithm must therefore be changing is to align itself with the AEO answer. Therefore, surely that's your answer, Martin, to that person that says, oh, well, they've been talking about me about SEO for all of these.
It makes the job of persuading them a lot easier if you're not
there's
saying...
There's got to be an alignment. Surely there's got to be an alignment, which is going to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah, well, they're working together rather than against each other.
Well, another way of looking at it is make it personal. If I believed copy was dead and that I should go and, you know, become a gardener, then you'd see me with my gardening tools, a wheelbarrow and some wellies. But I don't. It's just evolving. as is SEO. And the reason I'm here to talk about how we can transform your fortunes is that we're going to transform the way in which you're coming across. And frankly, it wouldn't be difficult to do. Because frankly, for you know, you build in a service pack, and part of it would be you get them the basic look at their website. Then you go to work. I'll give you an example on the copy side. When you're delivering an answer, first of all, your copy's got to be a little bit sharper. But you know this as a journalist. You don't have as much column space in a newspaper. You know, sometimes you're limited. Your editor will say, go away, Martin, and make this, you know, a quarter the length it was. And you just have to be really good at what you do. So the better you are at that first, first sentence that answers the question, that's the skill. Now, can an LLM do that? Yeah. But can you do it better, or at least with that LLM? Yes, because you know the way in which the language works, sings, if you like. And I think, but the one thing, sorry, I was going to make the point, when it comes to these short paragraphs, that's how LLMs read text. They'll read an entire paragraph. And what, they won't read the whole page, like the way in which SEO searches through pages. They'll read a paragraph, chunking it. And within that chunk, every point that you make has got to, forgive the word, circle back to your brand or the brand of the person. Because otherwise, all you're doing is you're just training the LLM to get a bit cleverer. Because if you're not, well, the answer to this particular question is this. And finally fettled provides better high net worth data that does this, that is cleansed and all the rest of it. So basically, you're answering the question and making the point that my solution is better than other people's. And that's kind of what you have to do. It's not necessarily the nicest thing you have to do, because sticking in the brand every other paragraph or every paragraph, it's not what you're used to. And you'll be thinking, I hate this.
That's full circle from where we were 15, 20 years ago when we had keyword stuffing, and you had the brand name every sentence, let alone every paragraph, and the engines, the SEO would reward it. And pretty soon Google came along and said, actually, enough of this.
And it's gonna work.
We went completely the other direction.
Well, it's coming back to the point that if you don't link your answer to your company, then why bother doing it?
Yeah.
Because you're not gonna, if the answer is the answer and you're not associated with it, all you're doing is you're training your LLM for no reason. So you have to, because ultimately it's the way in which you're gonna get the link back to your company. So yeah. I do think there are certain things that you'll have to get into your new lexicon that you might not be totally happy with. I don't think it is keyword stuffing, but it sounds a bit like it, I'll grant you. But it's almost like a finessing of a paragraph.
There's always a middle ground. Besides, people say to me, are you an SEO copywriter? I say, well, everyone's an SEO copywriter. You have to be able to work within those parameters and produce copy that sounds great, but that is effective from an optimization point of view as well. So That idea of compromising on the literary merit of a piece of copy, that's long gone. No one's going to feel too upset about that. And if it's stepping a little bit, I was going to say backwards, but it's sort of returning to the idea of, and it makes perfect sense. If you're answering the question with every paragraph you write, then the answer has got to include where you want people to go.
And the rule is that the answer to the specific question is the first bit of the paragraph. It's not buried halfway through. It isn't, ever. It's the first bit. Because the LLM will read the paragraph and it's expecting the first bit, and then supportive, might be figures or something that supports the answer. So it might be, there's 4 million high net worth individuals in the country or whatever it is. So you on the database. So based from my point of view, I would support the answer with other kind of bullet level comments. So all I would say is that there are probably better people than me that explain this. But at the end of the day, I realized that, and I recognize when I knew that you were coming back on, it's a bit like, hold on a minute, I might have the Holy Grail here for you. I mean, this is like Leeds fan giving Chelsea a bit of a leg up. That's never going to happen. But you've just seen it happen. But no, seriously.
Regardless, Manchester United fan, Graham.
Oh, you wouldn't. I'd have refused to set the bloody meeting then. I would have. But no, it's bad enough with Chelsea. But what can I say? But anyway, no, seriously. I don't really care about the football thing, but I do care about you and your future. And I think there's a real positive future for you. A really, really positive future.
What can I say? That's brilliant. Seriously, I will be all over this. And I'll probably be bombarding you with emails and WhatsApps. Possibly not around, there's a certain date coming up, long time before this comes out, when our two teams may come into opposition.
10th of February, I think. Yes, 10th of February. So what can I say? And at your place, it's going to be awful, isn't it? Anyway, never mind.
Always a fun night out when your boys are in town.
That's true.
You just have to learn to score one more goal than them.
Yeah, well, I'd settle for a draw, another one. I think the thing is, when it comes to football, is that you've got to keep there. Now, this is a parallel for us here. When you're faced with relegation, talking about copywriting here, the way out of it is almost to say, well, look, for every engagement I have, I've got to get a takeaway point. Because if I get 38 points at the end of the season, then I've got a good chance of staying alive. Mm. Now, in this particular case, I think you've got more than a good opportunity to get 3, 2, 1 points on average per game. And the reality is, taking advantage of this change in the market, who knows where you could be in another year. And then we'll have you back as a fourth returning guest and say, what do you know? You know, I'm a gardener now. But here are my wellies. But no, I...
All this copy that turned him into the subject matter expert in gardening. Realised how to answer engine optimise it so that the likes of Monty Don went completely underwater and weren't recognised anymore.
I think, honestly, who knows? I promise you, this isn't, you just have to look around you, head up, have a good look at it and see how it applies. But it does apply and you do need new rules. And I think you'll find that you'll enjoy it. You will enjoy it. And it's relevant to so many. So, and what you can do, of course, you can audit some of these people. It's dead easy.
What, sir?
You can audit their
work. Oh, yes.
And it's relatively easy to do. And you walk in and you say, hey, I need to change this for you. Why? Because, well, you're not getting found, are you? But, you know, that person over there, who's your competitor, they are.
Yeah.
They're changing as, you know, fast, and you're not.
Actually, you know, Graham, that goes back into a lot of my days of consulting. One of the best ways to sell a big project to a client was, oh, we'll go in and review something. We'll take a couple of weeks to have a look around. Oh, we'll check this out and see how it benchmarks against other people. Yeah. Those were always classic ways. You effectively got the client to pay you to write your own proposal.
Well, that's good though, isn't it? Because if you're benchmarking somebody against their competitors, then that's what you should be doing, isn't it? Because, I mean, if you don't understand how you're faring against others, and I genuinely believe that in the next 2 years, it's the best, certainly this year, in the next two, because by the end of this year, people have cottoned on. But now, and the smart companies, there's probably, I would probably say 5 to 10% of companies probably know a bit about this. That's it.
When you start talking about setting yourself up as an expert, thought leader, whatever, there's nobody at the moment coming across big time in this particular space as the thought leader.
I disagree with that. And I'll pick that up with Martin later. But at the end of the day, There are people out there who are making some running. I think there's too few of them.
Well, sorry, that's probably my point, Graham. There are.
Oh yes, okay. I'll buy that. There's too few of them, and but there are people. But that's how markets work, isn't it? You get innovators and you'll get followers a bit later on. I just think Martin's got this wonderful opportunity to become an innovator. I don't know how many people in London describe themselves as an AEO copywriter, but I would be.
Well, I've never met one. Put it that way.
That's exactly what I mean about the space being empty of thought leaders.
Yeah.
And, you might find a few in the United States.
If I was to do, is it GoDaddy? Don't they do what's it called? Buy domains in minutes. Let's just see as we're talking. Is it AEO copy? It's probably gone. AEO copywriter. Buy it now. Oh. Yeah, but if you've got a small matter of 3,660, buy it now. But it's there. I mean, you could probably look at variants of that.
Yeah.
But when people are searching, you've got a little bit of the, what's it called, SEO. But you could have a landing page up in minutes, and you can go from there. And it's at this moment that we've got to draw this to a close because I have another meeting that I need to join. So. Martin, it's been a pleasure having you on the Next 100 Days podcast.
Graham, as always, it's been a pleasure being here. It's always good, thought-provoking stuff. Always nice to catch up with you guys anyway. So thank you very much for the invitation. It's been a blast.
So, Graham, it just shows how the world is changing. And I am constantly talking to people all that are being turned upside down by AI, and you know, ever since day one, the threat is this going to cost jobs?
Yeah.
Well, my answer is no, it's not going to cost jobs. You will certainly get people doing more with the same effort. The results will increase. But I still think it's a matter of the savvy people who understand AI, the way it works, how to apply it, how to optimize it, how to maximize it, are the ones that will win all over the place.
I think Martin's got a fantastic opportunity to win, and I wish him all the best in the world, and I'll definitely help him as much as I can, because he might be able to help me. Anyway, so today I've been Graham Arrowsmith.
I've been Kevin Appleby. Goodbye.
Goodbye.